Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined in the studio this week by Morgan Jacobson, of the DWR, the Conservation Outreach Manager. Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in the studio. Thank you again for stopping by.
It's great to be back with you.
Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we have going on at the DWR. A couple of fun events, and we're going to start by talking about the Waterfowl Hunting Clinic, which is coming up on September 23rd.
That's right. So this is an event that we've had for a few years now. It's one that we really look forward to because it's one of our bigger clinics that we have every year. This is a clinic where people can come and learn about how to hunt waterfowl. It takes a really specialized strategy. It's not very complicated. It's not hard, but it's a little bit different than upland game hunting or big game hunting. So that's going to be Saturday, September 23rd, coming up this month, and it'll be out at Desert Lake Waterfowl Management Area, east of Elma. So we're really excited about it.
Now, this is a free workshop for both youth and adults. And as far as some of the tactics that you're going to pick up, I mean, learning to call ducks and geese, shooting clay pigeons from a blind. I mean, really, all in all, it sounds like a very fun clinic that you guys are going to cover a wide variety of topics.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's kind of all-inclusive, like you said. This particular clinic is great for families, for people who have experience in hunting waterfowl and for youth who are interested in trying this for the first time. So yes, we're going to have different stations people can learn at. We'll have a duck calling contest. We'll have some prizes that we're going to give away at the end of the day. A lot of different other aspects, like how to arrange your decoys when you're out in the field, or how to train your dogs so that they're good at interacting with waterfowl and making your hunt more enjoyable and successful. We'll also have something that's really cool that people enjoy, where shooting clay pigeons could be hard, but it's completely different when you're shooting from a blind. So this is something that people can come and try that out. They'll be able to shoot clay pigeons from a blind to kind of simulate what it's like to hunt geese and ducks in Utah, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Now, as far as the level of hunter, talking about the experience that you have with this particular topic, you guys are welcoming newcomers as well, right? Because according to the press release, there's going to be a variety of shotguns that are going to be available for adults and the youth as well.
Absolutely, yeah. One thing that kind of intimidates beginners to hunting is that kickback from shooting guns. And so we're going to have a different variety of guns, different sizes for people to try out something that's comfortable for them. Whether you're a beginner, whether you're wanting to take your hunting to the next level, this is something for everybody. And we're really excited because we're going to this event is hosted by the Division of Wildlife Resources. It's also sponsored by Shields. They're going to be donating some prizes for us at this clinic. So really, we hope people come and have a good time, learn a lot, get to interact with some of our employees, some of our conservation officers, learn about the wildlife and the waterfowl hunting opportunities here in Utah, and have a good time. So we're excited. And that's Saturday, September 23rd. We're going to meet out at Desert Lake. The event starts at 8 o'clock in the morning that day. So no, it's a free event. No need to pre-register or anything like that. People are just welcome to show up, and we're going to have a good time.
Again, we're being joined right now by Morgan Jacobson of the DWR. Morgan, let's move on to talk about a fly fishing clinic, which is coming up on September 30th. This is going to be held right here in Price.
That's right. So a week after the waterfowl clinic, on that Saturday, September 30th, we're going to have a fly fishing clinic. It'll be kind of a half-day clinic. Part of it will be at our office. So the Division of Wildlife Resources office is at 319 North Carbonville Road in Price. And this is this is the first time we've done a clinic like this here in Price for at least a long while. Fishing is a very diverse sport. You have a lot of different ways to participate, and fly fishing is one of those very specialized and really fun ways to go catch fish. It does take a little training. So that's Saturday, September 30th at 8:30 a.m. We're going to start having our fly fishing clinic here at the Price office. And then, after a 1 to 2 hour classroom session, we're going to go over to the Carbon County Community Fishing Pond and we'll have rods and reels there for people to use and try out some of these new tactics that they've learned that day, such as casting and, you know, fly presentation, things like that, and we're really excited about it.
And you have a quote-unquote expert that's going to teach, right?
We do. So we're going to have, you know, we recognize that we have a lot of experienced and expert level sportsmen in the community, and so this time for this clinic, we're going to have Tom Ogden, who's a local angler. He's going to come and share some of his insights and his experience he's learned over the years. Fishing almost exclusively with a fly rod and doing very well here on the Manti-La Salle National Forest, just around here in the community. And so he's going to be there. He's going to talk about the kinds of gear you need, you know, choosing the right fly or lure for the season, for the water you're going to, you know, how to fish in lakes and streams and how those are different and what strategies to use and how to cast, things like that. And so we're really excited about the insights that he's going to share.
Have you ever been fly fishing before?
I have.
Okay, I've never done fly fishing. I love going fishing all the time. I love stream fishing, by the
sure.
way. I love that, but I've never been fly fishing. What's the biggest difficulty that a newbie will encounter when they go fly fishing?
You know, it's if you're used to going down to the trout pond and throwing you know, your line out there with a bobber and just watching your bobber, you know, fly fishing is a lot different. Sometimes you can't see your lure. Sometimes you can, but, you know, oftentimes, you know, your fly will sink and you kind of have to read things differently. And you know, fly fishing can be challenging too. You know, it's not a bait type of fishing. And so the fish aren't smelling anything. They're not, you know, they're not going after something that will actually be tasty. It's all about presentation. It's about mimicking things. It's about knowing, you know, what kinds of flies are in season and what works for specific areas. So it's challenging, but boy, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to hook into those fish on a fly.
No, I bet. Definitely sounds like a great time. You guys have a couple of cool clinics coming up. Again, the waterfowl hunting clinic, that's coming up on September 23rd, and then, of course, the fly fishing clinic on September 30th. Outside of this, Morgan, I mean, anything else that we've missed? I know it's a busy time as we get down to the final couple of weeks of summer.
That's right. So, you know, the archery hunt is well underway. We've got the muzzleloader hunt coming up. A lot of sportsmen out in the field. You know, we also have some upland game seasons open now. And, you know, really it's an exciting time. It's a great time to be in Utah. We love the fall. You know, so, you know, we're just excited about anglers being able to get out and enjoy. And, you know, the fishing does ramp up in the fall as well as seasonal temperatures, you know, start to cool down. The fishing picks up. And so, you know, if people have any questions or want to find out more about what's going on this time of year, what kinds of opportunities are available close to them, they can go to our website, which is wildlife.utah.gov, or they can check us out on Facebook. Just search the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and there's lots of resources and information there for them.
Morgan Jacobson, again, Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. Always a pleasure, Morgan. Thank you again for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.